Listen, I was mischazik from Reb Chaim Lefkowitz that I should do this more often. I have to admit that I eschatoya nechimaska yom shkayach. That's that I really gave this to you, the oilum here, very low priority. Not because you're very choshev by me. Not bechlama. I just look at it. You baruch shem have a choshev rosh chabur. You get 2 shiurim a week from Rabbi Gottlieb. So I looked at myself as just like a yeser kenokel dummy, you know. So just the oilum should know it's not a lack of chashivas. So Chaim told me that it's really shvachens the oilum. So I was mischazik myself. I'm gonna do it regularly. It wasn't a lack of chashivas for them. I just felt like you're taken care of. I'm just like an extra toisvus, whatever you want to call it. Sometimes call him moisiv gereya, not always a mile. So I'm happy to. I'm happy that the oilum is. Should hack me. It shouldn't feel bad hacking me. Should hack me. It's very. I like to learn with the oilum. Mamish, that's where it was coming from. I felt in Eretz Yisrael, the oilum they get only from me. My son gives a chabura, but not really. They rely on my shiur. And the oilum here relies on my shiur. You, I look at it like you don't need shiur, and you get 2 shiurim a week. And I guess it's not like that. Okay. So we'll catch up. We'll start with the creamers, but hopefully, where's the oilum holding already? Where's the oilum holding now? Still in the bait desk? Okay. So obviously, we discussed in the past the Maos Ayin, you know, of the creamers. We're not going to talk about that now. We'll talk more about the Cholov part of it. There's a big Maos Ayin. There's a lot of sugyas in creamers, meaning it's Be'etzim. It's 3 separate sugyas, right? The creamers. 1 sugya is Cholov Akum, right? Sodium, caseinet, and all that. If it's a shayla of Cholov Akum. If you're makben a Cholov Akum, it's a shayla of Cholov Akum. That's 1 shayla. And it affects everything differently, meaning the din of Eim Mevatlin for Cholov Akum, the way that's treated, and the din of Eim Mevatlin of make something to be able to eat it with fleishiks or milchiks or, you know, whatever, is different. So it's has a lot of meaning. Assuming it's a problem, assuming it needs bittel, there's going to be a difference if we're going to be dealing with the Cholov Akum problem in a creamer, potentially, or the Fleishig Milchik Chelik of a creamer. And so Rabbi Belsky was very makel with creamers. Right. We had a discussion once, him, myself, and Feivel. So I'm sure you could all guess where everybody was then. Belsky was very mekel. Feivel was very mach, and I was in the middle. So, the Feivel of Mamish, Eish Lahova, that's a problem. So Lamaisa, I once told Feivel he didn't have to put out such a big safe. He could have just put out a safe with 1 word. Also. It's got a beautiful safe. It's very nice to lach. Okay, so that's what I'm telling you. So you just know, meaning even though today we're going to talk about milchik's waiting, how much you have to wait, you have to have fleishik suited to have milchik, a creamer that has sodium casein, which now more and more creamers, by the way, it's nuffets. Kimat, except for the kosher brands, they all have sodium casein. The kosher brands, if you get the Heimische brands, they're true parva creamers. But in most of the goyim, first of all, most of the allergies that people have to creamers, the sodium casein, it's not a problem. So they're, from a goyish company standpoint, they're not trying to make it parva, they're trying to make it non-dairy, you know, for allergy purposes. So for that, they accomplish that. They're not bechlal coming from a Yerodea perspective. So I've noticed that time in the last 20 years, much more. Kimana, I don't see a creamer from a secular company that doesn't have sodium casein in it. Kimana, you know, I mean, it's not a creamer, meaning if you have a soy milk, that doesn't have creamer in it. But I'm saying, if you have a milk substitute, but I'm saying, so again, don't think that there's no Cholov Yisrael shayles. Kirada, I hold it's not a Cholov Yisrael. Maybe one day I don't know if Dylan's planning to do a Cholov Yisrael, but we could go into that why it's not a Cholov Yisrael problem. It should be a Cholov Yisrael problem. Is it relying on the heter of Tzvi Pesach, of powdered milk? I will, it's much less of a shaila and pattern. You know, but I'm saying, for sure, if you hold nishtane, already is not a problem of chol stam, like if it's your Pesach, then obviously sodi, a milk derivative is going to be much lower, you know, lower and lower. But that has to be dealt with. I'm just saying you shouldn't think it's not a shayla. I grabbed it personally, Bessal Radinsky, I use creamer with sodium case in it, right? Even though people call me a chol v'yisrael guru, I don't know what that means. I just try to keep that long. But I'm known as a chol v'yisrael guru. Chol moyer, chol v'yisrael, those are my two. It's not good to come to me for shayla in those two areas. Lamaisa, I have creamer. The shayla is as far as eating afterwards. So I want to be mazba a little bit to go into the longest abyssal from Hamtona. Because I think to understand this, somebody could also have an Igris Moshe every day of base. We have to know what the lumdus of Hamtona is, meaning not the reasons that the Machlik is Rambam and Rashi, but just meaning what's the lumdus that Chazal gave to it. Is it scientific? Thank you. Is everything scientific? We're waiting, you know, between Nusik and Fleishik? Or is it something different? So clearly the Mechaber, there's a lot, according to the Mechaber, there's a lot between Hamtona and Nuchlik Seflashiks. Because Tashel Bosel, so totally Fleishik. Right? Totally Fleishik, and Mechaber is Mekel. Fleishik, it's not like a Shiloh Fleishik. I'm meaning Hamtona doesn't, there are most Machmir, but I'm just saying the Mechaber. But, so in the Mechaber, I'm not even clearing. Avada, according to the Mechaber, the Rav Moshe has a Gevaldik Tshuva of Kedai for the Eilam to see about vitamins, Nuchlik of vitamins. But this Tshuva has a Matmonius in it because it's very negated to this din. We have a Medrash Pli here, which I'm sure the Eilam shits on because it's everybody asks it. I mean, on the page, is the Ramon that's Asur's Tavshul Basar. But then he says, Miu, im ein bosa betavshil, kilu zaza achidish from the Ramon. Im ein bosa betavshil, your action is bashal b'kdeir shal bosa, mutu lechol achor of gvina. The ein boi minig lach. V'chein nehagin. Lechol bosa, achatavshil, good, tosa abazim lechach. So the shach comes. The shach l'chor is bavorning, what's the chidish? What's the chidish? The Shach says, as Avot, the Kamon Reishim and Sadi is bad that people are in Gvinim with you. So not Banat. There's a Chumre, not Banat. That's a Ben Yoimoy. Not Mamish to eat with Gvinim. But then there's a Chumre. Bekir Adin is, not Banat is Mutter. Even Mamish Loichel with Gvinim. Mamish. This is what I always have with women. I always tell you the vibe, they don't believe me. When they call me with a shayla about not banat, they don't believe me. They're not even calling me about the spaghetti. They want to know, you know, they have shaylas afterwards. You know, they cooked spaghetti in the flesh of the pot. And they put the spaghetti into, by mistake, they didn't know it was flesh. They put it into a milk like a plate, right? And then they put the cheese on the plate, right? They want to know what's in with the plate, what's in with, you know, it's. And then from there could be another three shells. The fork that maybe touched the plate, that maybe touched the spaghetti, that maybe, right? And I tell them that the spaghetti is powder, 100%. You can eat it with cheese. Stam kedeir tachlam ben yemen. You can eat it with cheese. They don't believe it. Tell them, alayim is it. They don't. They call me bachad yekrisis, that they believe it. They don't believe it. So this, sometimes I make a joke with a lady, I say, I'll come over to have some with the have a plate ready for me, pasta and cheese. If they didn't use the pot in 24 hours, then it's even like a tchila. The way we pass. If it ain't by minute, even lach. But anyway, so the Shach says, what's the chiddush? So the Shach says, v'nire, ashmin and ocho demutu lecho gvino achakach hainu afilu v'nizbashu v'gdeva shalai hutcha yofen. What's meant this? Does anybody know what that means? You all tell me the chachomim. What does it mean, a pot that's not cooked? Well, that's like a vaybisha talk. That's not the shach language. That's vaybisha. Atam chachom as monchel. Yes, yishim nashim. There's no such thing as dirty. If there's shishim, so it's perfectly clean. Can't clean it better. Right? It's clean. Doesn't exist. And if there's no shishim, it's not dirty, it's lashes. What's made dirty? Made dirty. And many achronim learn that there's shishim. I call it the shishim. Some pesachet shuvah, I'm sure they'll answer it. Pesachet shuvah, if not. And b'shach, v'nirud, what's a lema? If you ain't by samach. So tell, if he's up, she's up, up and up, and up, and up, top the shame with that. Nice, my shame, stop the top shit. Let's do that. So there's a lot of chiluk ideas how to understand the shach. Right. But l'chayre, the oifen ha-poshut is that there's no shishim. That's the oifen ha-poshut. There's no shishim. Otherwise it's clean. Otherwise mamish clean. Right. There's the yeish toichim. Rabbi Yankov Zatzal used to say that in Litta, a lot used to learn, it's a sofek. Lo yehud chayofa means you don't have to be medaktik. Maybe or maybe not. Vada if there's shishim is not a shnar chidish. Avadi, if you know there's no shishim, also. But that's the chiddush. Lo yud chayova means you didn't know. That alone is the chiddush. You understand? So he said in Litta Hazayim, Nasach Kilant Hazayim. In Litta, that's how they learned. Now if you look at Aruch HaShulchan, Aruch HaShulchan was Mamish Lishkas Hagosis in Europe. He was a Poisek Achron, you should know. Mishabur was not above us to Poisek in Europe. It was Mishabur. It wasn't Bavus the Poisek. Or Chashulchan Vardek Arov was one of the Poiskim of Gan Slite. So he, on this halacha, he takes off a Dover Poshet that there's no Shishi. Which is L'chor, the Poshet way to learn. The Nagu, the Ramo brings down the Nagu Lahachmir. Me, who main boss of the Tafshir. Rach, Shem is Bajal, we did a Shabbos. Avad, it's Ben Yemen. Va'afilu meluchloch bebosso ve'ein bo shishim neger aluchloch. As they talk to Pshatov at the Aruch HaShulchan. That's how he teaches, not clean. Not clean, meaning ein bo shishim. Va'afilu meluchloch bebosso ve'ein bo shishim neger aluchloch. Mutu lechol. But this is Mam Shapella. So this is a Tavshah Zubosa. Those are Tavshah Zubosa. And what's flanking soup? Let's not call it flanking. Just take the chon pot after Shabbos. Leave a little piece of chon. You want a flanking soup, yeah? If you don't want to become fleshy, no problem. Not a Shabbos. Empty out the chon. Leave a piece of flanking in there. Lo yehud chayofe. Yeah? Leg a hain a bissel hasel. Make a flanking soup. That's the problem. And put in flanking. The flanking chon don't give in. Just I didn't clean it. I say something, that's what Aruch HaShulchan says. HaShulchan says that. Meluch loch bebosso ve'im b'shishim negar aluch loch. It does tafshas l'bosso. No. Tell him has p'sha.
Yeah, Yehuda.
So
yeah, Yehuda's good.
It's the same.
It's Gavin, but it's the same.
Huh?
Are you... Yehuda chiyof p'sha is you're not miskavin. Punkt is there. You're not miskavin to give town.
Is this Melech HaShabbos? And even if it was Melech HaShabbos, the Chapsik Reisha. Moide Rav Shimon be Psik Reisha. Even if they will be the Nevena Miskavim, I says, okay, I'm wink, wink. I know that there's no Shishim, as I said, the Shach, it's Meluchloch. Poshet Av Menzong, that's another Kasha. Poshet Av Menzong, the guy filled up the pot, and there's no Shishim in it, there's no... Why is he cleaning out the pot? What, he's a slob? Stam, because the taka doesn't mind the time of the... Rabbi Sabbatstein always used to ask me to shine. He worked in the restaurants with the oil that they used to have, the leftover oil, you know, has the time of the, you know, it's very again. I get the shine, I got shine last night, you know, such a type of shine. So Lamaise, false maintain in the sky. I'm saying in London, false maintain in the sky. I'm not talking about in London, it doesn't seem to make sense.
Some Moshe Tam, some the Duke Nishnayim, you know.
It is Moshe Tam.
But...
What is it? Meaning, what is this? This is Tavshil Shobaza.
If you were to say that.
That's, meaning, what is it? Halachically, Das is a Tavshil Shobaza. So let me ask you. You have a very dirty fleshik pot. It has fleshiks in it. Meat crusted in the pot. And you make a delicious soup now. It tastes like flanken. It's gishmak. Flanken has the fat. Mamish, it's a gvaldik. Yeah. Somebody asks you, halachically, what is this? Stam, tell me, what is it? Is it water? This is, I would say, halachically, das is a tafshil shobos. Hanoidu mi tafshil shoboso, also l'shtoyser. What's that? It says, you know, I have a neder. I made a neder not to have tafshil shobos. So I would say, okay, so this is off the menu. The tafshil shobos? That's what it is. In definition. I don't really hear the svara, meaning on its own. I'm not saying any miskaven can work. It needs another shtickle tana.
I mean, are the timing of Rashi and the Rambam negated by tashas shalvaser, or is the whole thing only as leit pluk? The whole thing's all leit pluk. Then you can start being mechalik between miskaven and miskaven.
Why? Why is it?
I mean, if the whole thing is just, I mean, tashas, you're gonna say it doesn't get stuck in your teeth. It's not my shichta. That was leit pluk. If you were to say it like that, so then we could hear that we would only say leit pluk by miskaven.
I hear.
But
then it's not, miskaven is not the nekuda then. Right? Am I allowed to have a soup that was cooked by somebody else? I wasn't mechamen for nothing. Am I allowed to have a vegetable soup that has flanken in it? Yeah. It's only also on the ma'av. What's the loy plug?
For me, it'd be loy plug too.
What's the loy plug? The cleaning lady did it. I mean, who's the loy plug?
Is it
the loy plug is on the food. This tafshil shobaser is a loy plug. According to what you're saying, what would be, stam, a big piece of meat falls into a soup? Stam, I made a vegetable soup. And a big piece of flanken fell in. It can go on for na vegetables. It goes on flanken. So, you know, because brochs makes a chiluk better. Because shlokas machmen adomen. I really mean it. If you have a flanken soup, the same amount of vegetables as the shakel, the meat becomes yikam. So the broch actually could change even with a enem miskaven. If the meat fell in, shlokas become on. But now it's a flanken soup. Volstin is off. Are you saying that's why? Do you hold that in that case this soup doesn't make you feel you could have this soup and then have milchiks afterwards? I just want to know.
You took out the meat. You took out the meat.
Why did I take out the meat? The meat's in there. Shalei b'kavon here. When I have the tafshul that has 10% meat in it from the lichlo chakdeira, I could have cholov afterwards because I wasn't mechaved that 10% of meat should be mixed in, even though it's 10% mixed in. So now 10% shtickel meat fell into the pot, which I didn't take out. And now I want to drink the soup. I'm not having the meat. I'm having the tafshul. Now you hold it on power.
Right. Well, the chayyadim, sorry, the shame tafshul is taka still. I mean, the whole bar, why we wouldn't say like plug is because the shame tafshul is no, it doesn't have a shame tafshul if it, you had no kavanah to begin with to cook it with the meat. But there it would have a shame tafshul still. Is this called a meat dish or is that?
So are you saying I can add less than shishim to a pot, bekavona? More than, I'm saying that there should be less than shishim kinegda, but people would still not call it, because in the Welt, if you have two, three spoonfuls of tam basar in the kederi, even though it's not bottled b'shishim, they don't call it a meat soup. They still call it vegetable soup.
But it's bechavin, that means, no?
That's what I'm saying. Nasata was it together. So if Moshe Zatzal, in Igris by vitamins, he says here, Bidvara vitamin shanasu, mikovichal baymis kshirbutovler, samarachilas cholov. He goes to first that, and then he says, interesting thing here. The afbitam luk loy plug. Mistabe de machmazen noigim shaloy lechol. Gam achatav shel shobos, after tav shel shocholov, אף ששום ודאי לא נמשך טעם מתאפשר. ולקו בזה טעם. ולוי מציא לפליגו במציאס. זה לא מחלק איזה מציאס. אלא אויס למו משום לא פלוג. זאת אומרת, בי ויינם איזה ודאי נדוקן לא פלוג. עבדה, בי ויינם איזה נדוקן לא פלוג. זה זאת. אף אם האחד ישן מדרך אוילו ואילו איזה ויינם מנעמי, אין לסם. Even so, our vitamins, what is it? Moshe is like Zainavolt, right? Vitamins don't have any sin. Even if a flesh of vitamins, they don't have any sin. But then he says like this. Aval nira gam kein, she kivan she be vitamins, they didn't have vitamins. The whole musik of vitamins, they didn't have them. So lo yo yo minik, he says, lo yishayich lesor mitzad ha minik de tav shalach ha tav shalach. Interessante Wort, Reb Moshe. Reb Moshe holds that the meaning of Amtona, once it's not the timing, that's the Isser itself. That's not a minig. That's not called a minig. That means there's the Isser, and then there's the minig of the Isser. The minig of the Isser has a loy pluk. The Isser alone, that's why many shvitz on how could it be a din Amtona after Oif? Why is it Xeil Xeil? We spoke about this many times. Why don't we say klapi some of you have to remember this from Hertz here from me already in this in the West Machzeren. That by chicken that we put our eye from Gamba Mother Sheet is that the takon itself was not to be bechal between chicken and regular meat. That was the takon. I'm telling you, remember that you said. Remember that you said? That was it. The takon was that chicken is meat. So Manela, everything is nishtavim. That itself was the takana. But the bottom line is that's why. But Moshe is saying then is the without the timing, the whole union of waiting without the timing, right? Says that is that's many times you have a tashal bus or tashal shalchalav without the timing. Says then it's minik. And he says on vitamins there was no minik. You're talking minik. No. Then he goes right there. He says. Then he jumps to our case with the pot. And he holds the main yesod by the pot is, the Yishkenek and Minig Machmer to Zayim. Yeah? Lawyer Minig. He says, V'gam betav shul motzinu, afilu im yesh boi tam o yisroi, kib mo yish in izbashul b'teo shal boso shal yehudcha, she yesh ma moso shal yisro, she osu lechol im gvina, mikol mokam shori lechol gvina achov, ki mefurish b'shach sifrach yutez, zok rameshe, וכן אף לא מהדומה של סנאפ ענה לידי פישו, או יבאז לו וחור, וכוי אמר סנאה מי שווי לאכול אחר גבינה. Right, זוק תאו, פוס את הטעם, אבל בקוז נשדור כמיניג לאסור. Nothing, he says. That המתונה, this המתונה ביתה is all based on what they were מקבל, but there is meaning. Once you don't have the time in themselves, כגוין תאפשו של בוס ותאפשו של חולה, you don't have the actual time in of the Rishonim, then it's all based on minik. B'chagam, if you no minik on such a thing, ain't mokim lo yisrei kol. So I want you to tell you a chiddush gadol. Again, this needs a lot of ear and more on different foods and understanding the shach. But definitely this is a gang that would explain. Because even that pshat that Rabbi Yankov told me, I asked this to Rabbi Yankov at the time. I said, I don't understand the case. We need sofik shishin. But now we have the shach in the beginning. That without Nishpach, it's not called a Sofek. That's the problem. The more you, as you cut it up, it's shver. Because if you want to say the Shach anything but, the Shach is telling us, even though there's a Tam Basar, like Ramesh is saying, it's still okay, then it's a Bela. Because if you're telling me, really the Shach is Maskim, if there be a Tam, he's Maskim to the Achroinim will hold, that if there'll be a Tam Basar, it'll be awesome. The Chiddush is, you don't have to check. Why not? Sofik Amtona, Sofik Rabbonin, Sofik. It's not a Sofik. That we have the Shach in the beginning. That a Sofik Shefel is bowed just to look at it to measure it. That's not called a Sofik. So you say, you put your eyes closed. So stop, a guy's flashing. Put on blindfolds and eat. Sit down in the kitchen. On this. How about it's not that long? In 5 was it sad that you have to wait till Yotza, the Yad Yud, you have to wait till Yotza, Sofik Midrash. You don't exactly know when you're finished. your flesh, you can meal. It's just always a machlekes, right? We always have shalshulis in the summer. When did we finish, you know? So it's always a machlekes. What time the meal finished, the flesh, you know? So the ad yudol, you have to wait. Achigetzi asafik milibay. Five opens this down. Also, halach. That means if you don't know, did we finish lunch at one? Maybe we didn't finish till three. I don't know, I'm not sure. Says you have to wait till it's vaday on shum sofik that it's 6 hours. Because it's dovish yesh l'matir. Since you could wait, I will have a malki, you'll have a malki. So it's dovish yesh l'matir. So it's no sofik the rabbon l'kode. Yeah, chidish. It's a chidish go. Pasha's not dovish yesh l'matir. Dovish yesh l'matir is only something that has a one-time use. That's why kederi, we don't say dovish yesh l'matir, don't need to be here there. With the tshuva sarajma. Why don't we say every kederi is dovish yesh l'matir? Wait 24 hours and kashrut. Why do you say every kedera is a dovash yesh l'matir? So no, the Buddha says. Because a kedera has a constant tashmish. I can use a kedera today. I can use it in an hour. I can use it in 10. So now's use is not yesh l'matir. On ishtamshus, there's no yesh l'matir. An egg, well, you could eat now, eat later. Fine, so instead of eating the egg now, eat it later. On the chefza, you could say yesh l'matirim, but on a use, I could keep on using it. So this minute's use is not yesh l'matirim. You have to look at this is a new minute. So next minute is a. That's how I explain Ben Hashmoshes. They said kasha, but kibeg as a shayla. Why do you say Ben Hashmoshes lahokel by Motzei Shabbos? Motzei Shabbos is a cheskas yom. All the coolest of Shulchan Aruch by Ben Hashmoshes. So we pass in Sai Ben Hashmoshes Erev Shabbos. Sai Ben Hashmoshes Motzei Shabbos. The Shach has a Shaila. Shemem Beis. But Reb Kivega is already Medayik in the Mishnah. Bama Matlikin. Sofik HaShecha, Sofik Ein HaShecha. Kivega says, why the Mishnah says Sofik Ein HaShecha? Sofik HaShecha means Sofik Ein HaShecha. So Reb Kivega in the Mishnah is, brings down a Pshat. Sofik HaShecha Friday, Sofik Ein HaShecha Motzei Shabbos. Mamish, this Shaila of the Mogad Avraham, Kivega learns that the Mishnah is saying it's okay. So why don't we say Cheskas Yom? So I say Pasha Pshat. It's not Shai Chazok on Zman. Every minute is a new minute. 8 o'clock was Yom. Now 8:01, let's say 8:01 is the first minute Ben Hashmoshes. 8:01 has no Chazok here. 8:01 is a new minute that was never here. I have a Shaila. Should I be Mizaka 8:01 to Monday? Or should I be Mizaka 8:01 to Tuesday? There's no chazok. It's new. It's a new minute with no previous chazok. You can say, I'm a whole guy, I did it. I understand. But this minute, this new sofik we have, and that's why there's no chib bin Hashmoshes, Erev Shabbos. So the same thing by Dovash Yesh L'matirim. So you tell me, so you could put on blindfolds and eat whatever you want? That's what the Shach is saying. It's also a pella. I mean, if you tackle learn that according to the Shach, if we knew for sure the pot was so dirty, you look at the pot, you're like, hey, it's so dirty, the zikr no shish. Then I won't be allowed to do it. I'm only allowed to do it if it's a shtickle dirty. If it's a shtickle dirty, it's for sure shishim, I don't need the chidish of the ramo. If it's very dirty and I go, for sure there's no shishim, I'm not allowed to be lying. I'm only allowed to, if I look at the pot, I go, chvesa, kudishai, take me a couple minutes to figure out. Then I could. That I asked this to Rabbi Yankiv. That's also shver to me. Because then you shav a chiv. Because it's not a sofek bichla. Anyway, you can have to shtickle dirty like a motion. There wasn't a minute to worry about it. See, anyway, we have to come out to that lundus. You got what I'm saying? You can have to then say, well, enechanabi, by a regular suffix, we won't call this a suffix de rabban. We'd say it's efshalavar, it's not called a suffix. But here, there's no minute to check. See, anyway, we have to buy the stickleter. Once you buy the stickleter, it's a buy it. You have to buy the Aruch HaShulchan Ramesh stickleter anyway. Even for Rabbi Yankiv's gang, you have to buy the stickleter. Because it's not a regular Sofik D'Rabbanan. Regular Sofik D'Rabbanan, you have a Chiv L'Vara. It's not called a Sofik B'chlal. So you're anyway going to have to buy the Stickleter. Well, there's a Minig. Oh! So you're anyway buying the Stickleter. So what do you gain? A Stickleter with a Kvetz? So buy a Stickleter on a Kvetz. Lo yilu chachanam b'takamdo. So now we could... I just see we ran out of time. But let's get together tomorrow again. Let's do some Tshuva. I have to be about Tshuva. Chaim Amish made me feel bad, I have to tell you. Sorry. No, he didn't try to make me feel bad. I felt bad, Mesich Lofitu.
It's going to be very hard for us to wait for it. We just want to hear that Chiddush, Rebbe. Is Rebbe able to just say the Teretz, or the Teretz that Rebbe has, or...
to what?
I don't ask too much. Meaning Rebbe's leading to some sort of... can Rebbe just say, like, the general gun?
I'm still going with Moshe still. I'm going with Moshe. I'm going to go with that. Shkoyach, Rebbe. So again, I want them to know, I didn't realize the whole means that that's the... I thought you were overloaded. I'm just adding the...